Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens, families, educators, and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. If you can dream it, you can do it. Teenpreneur Foundation is teens taking charge in the business world by starting their own ventures. These teens possess the courage and perseverance to turn their dreams into reality. These teens are innovative, thinking outside of the box. Their young minds of today, which will be the force for business growth and job creations in the future. I'm Dr. Liz Hollifield. Joining me via the Zoom platform, I extend a warm welcome to members of the Teenpreneur Foundation. I welcome Jennifer Donnell. Jennifer is the Executive Director of Teenpreneur Foundation. Jennifer, welcome to 411 Teen.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Look forward to talking with you. Oh, okay. All right. Also joining me is Ethan Chapman. Ethan is a 9-year-old. He is a singer, a songwriter, a musician, and a published author. Ethan, so glad to have you on 411 Teen.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yes. And Ed Chapman III. He is a 13-year-old, and he is a musician and a producer.
Hello. It's glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. Jennifer, would you share an overview of how the Teenpreneurship Program operates, that's Teenpreneur with the Teenpreneur Foundation? Just give us some history and tell us a little bit about it.
A nonprofit organization that got started here in Tallahassee back in May 2006, and we're just excited about how we have grown and the collaborative partnerships that we've established. The mission or the purpose is just to empower our young people that are interested and starting their own business. We take them through the steps at their level of how to put a logo together, how to establish their mission statement, their vision statement, goals and objectives, financial goals and objectives, just everything they need to know about every aspect of starting a business, how to write their business plan, even their personal plan. But we found that when we tend to concentrate on what kids are good at, their hobbies, and teach them that they can make those hobbies, they can make money off of those hobbies and their talents, it just opens up a whole new world for them. So we're really excited about what Ethan and Ed Chapman have to share about their God-given talents that they have and how they took those talents and they are literally in business and they're making money at their at the ages that they are, at they are.
So okay.
Our demographic is teens, though, so we're okay. Really excited.
Give me a little bit more on just how the operation works. I mean, do you have monthly meetings? How do they connect? Say somebody hears this and they are interested and they want to become a part or even get more information about it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, right now, our kids are participating in our fall leadership and practice program. So what we do, we have our summer camps, we have our after-school programming, we have our leadership and practice programming. So we have various initiatives, but the main thing is we meet with the kids on a regular basis, on a weekly basis. It'll either be in person or virtually. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is interested, they should definitely go to our website that has all of our information listed there. And that's www.teenpreneurfoundation.org. And if your child is a preteen or a teenager and they're interested in our programming, we definitely want to just bring them on in. Again, that's summer camps that we do. We do the after school mentoring. We have our leadership and practice programming. So we just start with the child where they are. Our programs are customized to where you are. Some kids may already have a concept and already have a logo or already have some ideas. We meet them where they are and we customize our program around that child. But our summer camps are just pretty much open to any child that's interested. But pretty much our an overview. And again, for more information, definitely visit our website.
Okay. Well, Ethan, share with us, how did you become interested in becoming a teen entrepreneur? At your young age, you're 9 years of age. You are really one dynamic young man. How did you become interested?
Well, basically, I love music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love to play instruments and stuff and sing. And even though I like doing it and I was good at it, I still had to figure out, like, on the business side of it, like, how to, like, pub it so you can actually, like, do it a lot. So, basically, Miss Jennifer Donald goes to our church, and she introduced us to Teenpreneur, and we just started going there, and it really helped us.
Okay. What instruments do you play?
I play bass guitar, piano, and drums.
Wow. Okay, that's very impressive. And Ed Chapman, what?
Yes, ma'am.
What piqued your interest? How did you become involved in teenpreneurship?
Well, I started playing the drums when I was 8 months old, and I started to get good at it through the years. And when I turned six, we made a business out of it because I wanted to do something that I love to do and still make money off of it. And then around the age when I turned 11, we got introduced to, well, when I turned nine, we were introduced to Miss Jennifer. They started going to our church and and they introduced us to Teenpreneur, and it's helped us write business plans, helped us with our pitch, and also we're in the midst of writing a business resume.
Okay. Miss Jennifer, can you share some of the key skills or competencies that the teenpreneurs learn in the program?
One of the main things is the self-confidence. The kids understand that they are the face of their business. Mm-hmm. So it's really teaching life skills kind of behind the scene. We are noticing that as we introduce business concepts to them, they really embrace them and they understand that, wow, I really am the face of my organization and I need to think about how much I'm going to make, my livelihood. If this is something that's going to be my career, I need to think about all aspects of it. I need to use social media the right way because I never know what's going to come back around to me. So we're teaching them life skills through health and wellness, through social media and using it the right way. Again, as they talk, you know, writing skills, putting that business plan together. They're writing the plan, even though we're helping them. They're improving their writing skills, their communication skills. So those are the main things that we're focusing on, just letting the kids realize that even as entrepreneurs, it's not just about making money, but it's about the wholeness of you as a person, how you treat people, your emotional intelligence, understanding that if a customer, how you talk to customers, how you talk to people, they may not agree with you. How do you deal with that? You don't go off on them. So we're teaching them everything, emotional intelligence, again, how to eat. I know each year we kind of focus on a different area. So this year is technology and digital. I think the year before that, it was health and wellness and how to eat properly and things like that. So we try to keep it interesting, but at the same time, we're touching upon life skills that they can take with them beyond our program.
Now, do you have a role? Can mentors or advisors or volunteers participate in your program?
Yes, most definitely. In the past, Anna Ethan can tell you, we've had students from Florida A&M University, Florida State University. We have parents that come in and assist us. And it's just a win-win for everybody because the teens, not really teens, but they're college students that come in, they have an opportunity to learn from our kids and our kids learn from them. So it really is a great opportunity for anyone that's interested in being a mentor, anyone that's interested in fulfilling their internship abilities. So yes, it's open for that. Yes, ma'am.
Are there particular areas of interest that you would encourage people to, you know, be involved in? I mean, are there particular areas that you want the mentors or the advisors or, you know, to...
Actually, just having a passion for working with kids, and we'll kind of take it from there. We've had marketing majors from Florida State. We've had those that may have an early childhood education background, but it really doesn't matter. As long as they have a passion and they're loyal and, you know, they pass background check and everything, they fit in, and we have a ball every year. It's amazing how it all comes together.
All right. Now, Ed, would you share how you came up with your business idea? What is your business idea?
So like I said, I have my own business
and what is it?
It's my own drumming business. In my business, well, it's called Thirst Drumline, and in my business, I sell apparel. I teach beginner's drum lessons. I am available for booking, and I also just added producing services to my business.
Okay, and if someone wants to get involved, someone wants to talk with you, how do they contact you?
So my family, we have our own band called the Chapman Family Band, and we have our own website called thechapmanfamilyband.com. And if you want to contact us or me, you can go to thechapmanfamilyband.com, and then we have our own separate tabs, and my tab is Thirds Drumline.
Okay.
And if you click on that tab, it's going to show you all my information, how you can book me, how you can buy my merchandise, and yeah, and how you can get booked for drum lessons and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold your thoughts. We're going to take a brief break. You're tuned in to 411 Teen. Just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, and this edition of 411 Teen is featuring the Teenpreneur Foundation. We're talking about teenpreneurship. Joining me again, I have Ethan Chapman, I have Ed Chapman III, and I have Ms. Jennifer Donnell, who is the executive director. Now, Ethan, would you share your business idea? What makes your business idea unique? Share what it is and what you do in it, how you're involved.
So basically my business is like my book.
Okay.
So
tell us about your book. What is your book about?
Well, my book is about how we should appreciate each and every one and that everybody's roles are important. So basically there's a person in the book called Harry, and he's a sanitation worker.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't think his job is important because he picks up trash. But if he didn't do that, the streets would be full of trash and people could get sick.
That's
why I think his job is important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now what do you do? You are selling this book, or what is your business idea? The book, you are selling it? Where can one buy it? Is that what you're doing?
So there's two ways you can buy my book, either directly from me, and if you buy it directly from me, you get a signed autograph.
Mm. Okay. So we can get it directly
from
you.
You can also buy it on Amazon.
Okay.
And you can also buy it on...
And buy it where? I didn't hear the last one.
On Amazon.
On Amazon. Okay. What makes your book, what do you think it is about that book that makes it so unique, so different, so special?
Well, because most, well, like in my book, I try to teach as much as I can in my books.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, all the characters, what's unique, that I think is unique about my book is that some of the characters in the story are actually real people. Because, like, there was a classroom teacher, and that was actually my brother's teacher. And there was Pastor Flanagan, that was my church pastor at WPC. And, yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. All right. Now, how long have you and your brother been involved in teenpreneurship or the teen foundation, Preneur Foundation? How long have you all been participating in it?
I think for about 3 years.
3 years. Wow, that's fantastic. When you think about it now, you look back on those 3 years and you think about, oh, what have you learned in those 3 years, or what has been, you know, something that is outstanding that you can remember that you have gained in knowledge?
Well, something I can remember that was outstanding was that one of the people, one of the workers at Team Purdue, they actually helped me with the logo on my book.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool that they could do that. And also, we learned about, like, a bunch of stuff, like business plan. We learned about business resumes. We learned about our pitch, our elevator pitch. And we learned about a bunch of stuff, honestly. And, like, it was nice because we still had fun while we were doing it as well.
Oh, that's important. What about you, Ed, when you think about?
I mean, Teampreneur is nice. Also, since we go to Florida Virtual School, it was a nice way for us to interact with other kids since we don't really get a chance to do that unless we're going other places.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it helped us to get to interact with kids, meet new friends, and we were able to work with them, and yeah.
Well, you all seem to be very busy young folks. Sorry to say young men, but you aren't there yet, okay? But how do you balance doing your, running your business with your school life, work, and your personal life? I mean, you're wearing a number of hats. You're an entrepreneur, teenpreneur, you're still in school, and then you do have your own personal life of doing things you like to do. Ed, how do you balance all these?
So I have my parents to help me with that, but also I set times for the different things I have to do. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a schedule time for school and how long I should be in it, and then that's when I go to music lessons where it's a set time for that. So basically, I prepare and I plan ahead. I set times for the different things that I have to do in the day. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about you, Ethan?
So basically, about like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
well, a lot of stuff started happening. We used to do a lot of stuff. So basically, my mom and my dad made a schedule for stuff. Like, we get up at 7 o'clock or 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and brush our teeth and wash our face and do everything we have to do to get ready for school. And after school, we do like all the other stuff we have to do, basically. So they just make sure that we have enough balance between work, from homework, less fun, and also like music and stuff.
Okay. It seems like you are really busy and you have a lot of items on your plate. What has been the most challenging component of your being in the teenpreneurship? What has been the most challenging?
For me, I would say, well, I like it a lot, but the pitch.
Okay.
Because you could get, well.
What is it about like, pitch?
Well, sometimes you could get nervous. And like you, it's like you don't have enough time. Like if you're in the elevator, you see somebody that could book you. Like you only have like, let's say probably like a minute at the max to tell them about your business. So you should, that's why I think it's the hardest, but that's the funnest to me also.
Okay. And where do you sit, Ed? What do you think is the hardest or the most significant challenge that you have encountered?
Just the practice and all the stuff that I have to do to like make sure I have everything good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, would you share the key skills or the competencies that you all focus on as far as the teenpreneurs, what you want them to learn, what you try to emphasize?
I'd say the main thing is just the communication. As Ethan was saying, we want the kids to be able to learn how to articulate what it is, their mission is, what their vision is. We always put emphasis on the fact that they are the face of their organization. They're the face of their for-profit or nonprofit, whatever structure it is, they are the face because they are the owner.
Mm-hmm.
So communication is very key. And again, that emotional intelligence, the EQ, we're introducing that to the kids and letting them know that that's really important. Everybody's not going to be a fan or a customer. You know, you come across different people from different backgrounds and you got to be able to keep your composure and be able to communicate effectively. Another thing, again, we concentrate on the creativity and them writing and understanding the importance of being able to not only articulate, but to put it in writing, write the vision down, make it clear, make it plain. So when someone's reading it, they can understand what it is they're trying to accomplish. So that's important as well. Those written skills, the communication skills, that emotional intelligence. And again, just getting along, being a team player. I think Ed mentioned being able to meet other kids, and that's important. You know, we are not ourselves, and we need to collaborate. There may be partnerships that we form, but you got to be able to communicate with people and get along with people. So that was very key. We went on field trips. When we do our summer camps, we go on field trips, and I'm just amazed at how the kids. They may see another child that's kind of shy. They'll pull them into the fold. And before it's all over, they're all learning how to communicate and work together, no matter what backgrounds or, you know, they come from. And to me, that's a lesson within itself, just to see that come together like that. But those are the main skills. And of course, the business skills, the business acumen, just teaching them at their level what a business plan is and what a profit statement, you know, what revenues are and what expenses are and making more than what you spend and all of that, just all at their level. And we keep it fun, like they said, so that keeps them engaged.
Well, that sounds like it is really fantastic. And you all must be doing a great job. So we applaud you here at 411 Team. We certainly need entrepreneurs today. We definitely do. Ethan, did you ever have any self-doubt or wonder if you really could do it? What I'm trying to find out is how you became so confident in what you were doing. Because often people, when they start something new, they may be a little bit of skepticism. There may be a little bit of reluctance. They might be thinking, oh, I don't know, can I do this? Can I not? How did you overcome those types of feelings?
Basically, I had to just get used to, like, So basically, like, sometimes I would, like, doubt if I could do something, but I had to just try my best. And then if I don't do good trying my best, then I should just try it again.
Okay. All right. And what about you, Ed? How did you overcome self-doubt or what we might call skepticism, even external skepticism? Somebody might say, oh, you can't do that. Well, you think you can do that? You know, but how did you overcome that?
So I haven't really had self-doubt, but, like, I was able to, I'm just passionate about what I do. And so that was, so I was able to do stuff without being like, oh, I can't do this, or other people thinking I can't do this. So, yeah. And also, I would tell other people to don't, like, listen to hate comments, because that is not something you want to deal with, because that would, yeah, that would make you think you're not doing it right. So, yeah, that's basically how I would tell someone, or, yeah.
Well, what types of things would you tell someone who was thinking of starting a business? What are the types of things you think they must consider when starting a business? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to, for a kid, I would tell them you don't have to wait till you get older. You can start now. And I would tell an adult, it's still not too late to start. And I would also tell them that you should find something that you're passionate about. So even though you're working, like for me, it doesn't feel like work. And I would tell them that you need to be dedicated to it. And yeah, take time out to practice or do whatever you have to do to get better at whatever you're doing.
Okay. Do you have anything that you might add, Ethan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I would say never think you're going to do the best on the first try.
Okay.
Because some people think, you know, I'm the best. I always get everything right on the first try. So I'm just going to do this and get it and get the best grade or whatever. But sometimes that won't happen. Sometimes you'll mess up. But I'll say, don't stop. Just do it over again and over again until you do it good.
Well, you all are dynamic young folks. I am really impressed with you and appreciate you taking the time to share all that you have accomplished on our program. I think you have a lot to share. What skills, now that you've been in the program, what skills have you developed through the program that maybe you didn't have when you started, and something that maybe you didn't learn in school? Can you think of something special that teampreneurship has really added to you?
What, basically what I would say was just speaking better. Because before I went there, sometimes, like not every, like not all the time, but probably like one time a day, I always like stutter sometimes. But when I went to Teampreneur, they helped me, like, know how to, like, breathe and think about what you're going to say before you say it, and then, like, make sure it comes out right. And, yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Ed?
It's taught me how to communicate with other people, and it's taught me how, again, it's taught me how to get our elevator pitches good. And it's just taught me more life skills that I can use when I get older, you know.
Have, and this is to both of you, have you used technology at all to build or grow your business? How have you used technology? And Ed, I'll start with you, if you'll share that.
Yes, ma'am. We've used technology, like I said, we had to use it to create our business websites, and we use it to publish. We have social medias, Yeah, we use it to post, to public whatever, publish whatever we're doing out and post it, and other people can see what we're doing. So yeah, we've used technology.
Okay. And Ethan, you've used it the same way, or do you have any comments you want to add?
Yes, Mom. I basically use it the same way.
Okay.
And
do you use social media? Has social media played a role in marketing your product, and marketing your service, and marketing your music, and even your book? Do you, have you used social media in that way?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm 9, so basically, like, I'm not, like, I don't, like, be on social media all the time, but my mom and dad help me, like, they post things like music and also, like, me singing, like, there was a time I saw it and they posted it on Instagram and Facebook, and also when I play instruments.
Okay. All right. And Ed?
Yes, ma'am. I actually just recorded video. We actually, some we like to do, like, we just post different things on our Instagram and Facebook of us playing, or him reading his book, or him taking pictures of people when he gets his, when people buy his book.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Instagram and Facebook really plays a big part in us publishing what
okay.
we do.
Okay, well, let me take this time to reintroduce to my audience who I have joining me this hour, a special edition. I have Ethan Chapman, and I have Ed Chapman, and Jennifer Donnell, the executive director. We're going to take a brief break.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens and families and educators and other interested folks. This special edition applauds the Teenpreneurship Program, which is the under the Teenpreneur Foundation. And I want to thank all of you for participating. Ethan, where do you see your business in 5 years from now?
Well, I think it's going to be bigger, and it could be better if we all work together. Mm-hmm. And figure out ways to, like, boost it up. Mm-hmm. And if I keep going to Teenpreneur, like, place like Teenpreneur, I'll definitely know that it can take off.
Okay. And what about you, Ed? Where do you see your business?
So for my business,
mm-hmm.
we've been trying to, you know, get a music studio. I've been trying to look in a music studio so I can have my own. I'm trying to get a music studio so I can put my so I can teach drum lessons in there. We can do multiple drum lessons at one time. We can teach multiple kids at one time, and also I can host drum clinics in the drum studio. So yeah.
Okay, now you think you all have been involved in the Teenpreneur Foundation, Teenpreneurship. How has being in Teenpreneur changed the way you look at the future, your for future career or future education? I mean, do you plan to make your interest a business, a career, or do you just see this as something that's aside? I mean, do you plan to focus and work in the music industry? What do you plan to do, Ed?
Probably plan to focus and work in the music industry, because that's what I'm doing right now and that's where I'm trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Okay, what about you, Ethan?
Yeah, I also think I should focus because I can build, like, by the time I get, like, 30 years old, if I started now when I was 9, it could definitely give me, like, a head start.
Well, what inspires you all? I mean, tell me, what is it? What inspires you to be an entrepreneur? What is it that makes you want to do? What motivates you? Why are you doing this? Why do you like it? What is it about what you do that you like? Ed?
Well, I mean, it is my passion. Mm-hmm. I just actually just love doing it. And sometimes it makes you feel good. Sometimes it's a good way to create. You can be creative and express yourself. So, yeah, that's why.
Okay. And Ethan, what inspires you? What keeps you going? What motivates you?
Well, just like spreading the good word, like with my book. Like if somebody buys my book and they read it, they're going to show how they're going to know how big everybody is important, and I just like spreading the good news to people.
What kind of advice would you offer to teens who think they have an interest in pursuing a business? They're not quite sure, but you all have done it. You've been doing it for 3 years, and you really seem to have just thrived. You really like it. What kinds of things would you say to a teen who's like, I think I want to do, it sounds like something I want to do, but I'm not sure. What kind of advice would you offer them, Ethan?
Well, I would say like if you're like not passionate about doing something, then you shouldn't do it because like it's, you're not going to like it, and you're probably just going to do it for your whole life, like, not liking it. Mm-hmm. But if you're passionate about it, then you should do it because it'll just feel good.
What if the issue is they like it, but they have a little doubt, self-doubt of, ooh, I don't know if I can do it. I mean, I do like it. I like what I'm doing. I'm interested in it. But you know how sometimes people aren't sure themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that you would say to them to kind of encourage them?
I will tell them they could do anything they want to do if they set their mind straight and they have family and people around them to help them when they need it.
Okay. And Ed, you have anything you would add to that?
Yes, ma'am. I think they should try it out because at the end of the day, if you don't get it, that's fine. It's always something else to do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just be passionate about it because it's people who work jobs and work for people and they don't like it. But if you work for yourself, you can also create your own hours and do all that, you know, do what you want to do, instead of having to be behind other people's schedule. So, yeah, I would just say try it out first.
Okay. Jennifer, you know, there are a lot of reports out on teens and businesses, and that teens really are, there seems to be a surge in teenpreneurship. From your experience, what is driving this surge? I mean, it's a good thing. It's very positive. But what do you see is driving this surge in teens and business?
So COVID, I think when COVID, you know, hit our nation, it gave kids a lot of time to kind of think about themselves and really do some soul searching. I think it did that for everybody. But I think as a result of that, we may have seen a surge in kids just realize, hey, I'm good at this. This is a good hobby, or this is something I'm passionate about. But I think just overall, entrepreneurship is just growing. It's just growing in general. But I would go back to maybe that being a factor. But we're just excited that we're in a position where we can embrace the kids and just kind of direct them and just lead them, you know, through the programming that we offer. So we're excited about that.
How do you address in your organization, your foundation, failure, because failure is a part of it. Failure is important as they go on their journey to success.
Right. Well, just encourage them and just let them know, you know, it's not the end of the world. Like Ed was saying, you know, the 9-to-5 is for some people and having your own business is for others. So it's about, again, doing that soul searching and helping them to realize what their path, leading them on the path that they need to go on. Entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. It requires a lot of hard work and it requires, you know, just, again, like Ethan said, having that support system. We try to be that support system, but, you know, that may not be enough. So we just help them. We just direct the kids. If they don't come out with a business plan, come out with a personal plan. Mm-hmm. So they have some direction as to what path they should go. So we're excited about being able to offer either to them, but it's just all about embracing our team and helping them to know that there is someone, there is an organization that cares about them and their development into adulthood. So Ed, that's what it's about.
Okay. Ed, would you share some of the benefits of being a teenpreneur?
You have your own business. Well, you can make your own business. They give you show you how to make your business plan. They help you with your elevator pitch. Like I said, we're making our own business resume. So they're helping us to do this, and it's going to help us in the future for if we want to have our own business.
Okay. And Ethan, do you have any additional information you'd like to share about the benefits of being a teenpreneur?
Well, I would say they don't let you do it alone because they always help you, like Miss Destiny and Miss Jennifer. They always help us when we're doing our work and stuff, and they give us pointers and yeah.
Okay. All right. Have either of you had, and I'm sure you have because you've got to have some, met with something that you thought you could do and you couldn't do it, or it didn't turn out quite like you wanted it to turn out? What I'm trying to find out is how you dealt with it. You know, how you dealt with maybe a goal or a plan or something that you were going to do. And you attempted it, but the end result wasn't exactly the way you wanted it. How do you handle that?
For me, like sometimes I'm drawing and the colors just don't come out right sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just have to like just suck it up and just move on. And
mm-hmm.
we can, like, try to do better next time.
Okay.
So, yeah, like he was saying, just if it doesn't work out, that's fine. Like I said, it's other things to do.
Mm-hmm. Miss Jennifer, how many kids do you have in the program? Around how many?
Currently for our fall semester, we have about 8 to 10, and we try to keep the setting small so that we can really concentrate on each child and their needs. But that's where we are right now for our fall.
What have you found? And I asked that because I wanted to, my next question was, what have you found to be popular, how shall I say?
Music.
Okay, so music is the top popular, industry with teenpreneurship, right?
Yes, yeah. Music, technology. The kids right now, Ed and Ethan, are working on their digital resume right now. So we're glad that we can combine, you know, technology, hopefully AI, and music. But those are the main items right now. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
And with music, are they mainly musicians? Are they producers? Are they right? I mean, what are you finding?
I want to say a combination. We've had some writers, we've had artists, we have, again, musicians. Ed's a drummer. He also plays keys. Same mm-hmm. with Ethan. He's an author. So we've had writers. Let me see, Sanai, she bakes. Her food is delicious. So we've had kids that have their own baking business. So it's just a plethora of different talents that they have and different businesses that they've had. One makes jewelry. I'm wearing some of his bracelets right now. He made some very nice bracelets and jewelry. So it's various talents that they have, various businesses.
Now, how are you all funded?
Yes, we are funded through contributions, through donations, and through grant funding.
Okay. Would you again share your contact information for the listening audience? Again, there may be someone who might, want to contribute to your foundation, someone who might want to volunteer. And we're coming to the end. We've got several minutes, but I'd like to have you share that information one more time.
No problem. You can reach us at our website, which is www.teenpreneurfoundation.org. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. You can contact me directly at area code 850-510-7354. And you can, of course, contact Ed and Ethan through their social media platforms, but that is our platform for Teenpreneur.
Okay. What advice, I'm going to stick with you for a minute, Ms. Jennifer. What advice would you give to parents and educators about supporting teens who are interested in entrepreneurship? I mean, there's also, I guess, what is that? Junior achievement. That's another kind of.
Yes, yeah. We partner with the North Florida. Yes, junior achievement. That's a very important program as well. I would say what makes Teenpreneur a little bit more unique than junior achievement is that it goes into the schools, junior achievement does, and works with the kids as groups. We do that as well, but we also hone in on each child's individual needs. As Ethan mentioned earlier, he had one of our workers to help him develop a logo. So he was able to actually speak to someone about the colors and about the background and get that collaborative communication going. And he has an amazing logo. So I think that's the uniqueness of our program, that we work with the kids individually and we're able to get that detailed with what it is they're trying to accomplish.
Okay.
But for the most part, I want to make sure I answer your question.
Oh, yeah, yes. Now, I know you said you all have been in existence since 2006. Can you share examples of businesses that have flourished due or through this program?
Yes, ma'am. I would say one that I can think of is Ms. Sanai. She's a student at Florida High, and she kind of started with nothing, just her passion for baking. And again, we helped her with the logo, her mission statement, her kind of her pitch. And she is now actually baking for different types of local conferences and events that take place in town. She's supplying like little cookie treats and things like that. She may be preparing for things like homecoming. I'm not sure, but she's just a concept. And now she actually has a display and she has a logo and she has her social media. She has a platform in which to accept payments. And right here on the call with me, Ed and Ethan, they were somewhat heading in the direction, a positive direction with their businesses. But with our assistance, they are now working on digital resumes and they've, solidified their logos and their website. So we just help elevate. The ideas are there. We just help elevate them to the next level and just bring them to full fruition. So those are three examples we have on the line today. And Ms. Sanai, those are examples.
Okay. What about money management? So often, and I ask that because, so often we see new businesses and they come out and we'll see a store or a new restaurant, and 3 months later, 6 months later, it's gone. And that was something I wanted to make sure that I asked how you all addressed it, how it's done, in the teenpreneurship community.
Yes, ma'am. We have worksheets. We have folks that come in and talk to the kids about finances and how to maintain them and how to not spend everything you make, how to reinvest back into your business. So the kids can talk about that. We go over a lot of different exercises like that. So
Okay.
and they stick.
All right. Well, it is time out for this edition of 411 Teen. Many thanks to the Teenpreneurship Program. Much appreciation to my listening audience for the privilege of your time and ear. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyville, inviting you to tune in to get the 411 on 411 Teen. Four One One Team was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistance was provided by Evan Rossi. If you would like to participate in the 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 850-645-7200. You can listen to previous episodes of 411 Team at WFSU.org.